seen someone go down the wall ahead.
That's true. Some of these women you see in the cities, if their husbands would get a big foot and kick them in the rump about once a day, they both would be better off.
Well, they probably would.
That's the way it looks to me.
I just read in the paper somewhere today. A fellow didn't want his wife going out at night to these bridge parties, and club meetings and games and things. And she said, well, I make $10. That's how much money she makes. Because I average $10 a night. And he said, well, I'll just give you $10 a night, stay at home. I said, what do you think of that? And I answered her back and said, well, we don't think much about it. If he had to hire that, give her $10 a night, stay at home, believe you, just let her go. And I know you've seen it too. You've seen men that just run their heads in the fire, that do anything for their women and all that, and them women don't look like care and they just use them for what they can use them for. Now that's not right. Besides that, I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I agree with you. Those are the ones that need the big shoe. If I brought you a glass of water and went back in the kitchen, came out and saw the glass was empty, and said, what did you do with that water? What would you most likely say?
Well, I'd probably say I drank it. Which would probably be right.
Well, we're on the last lap, the very last lap. And let's see, your name?
J.T. or John Thomas Archer.
Age?
It's 72 years, 31st day of last March.
And where were you born?
Spanish Fort, Texas.
And that's in what county?
Well, I don't know.
That's all right, I know pretty much where it is. When did you come here?
Come here in January 1890.
And that's to what county?
What county this is?
That was Oklahoma IT then.
The territory then.
But now, what would this locality be?
Grady County.
And this would be Bailey Community?
Yeah, I guess that's what it's called. That's what I've been known by.
And you get your mail from what?
Marlowe.
Marlowe?
About 3.
And formal education?
Oh, don't talk about that in every day. I take care of the 8th grade first I ever got.
And that was where?
Right here. Right here, basically.
And other places you've lived?
Well, I lived at Marlowe 20-some-odd months. And the side town wasn't Vermont, so I've been back here.
How old were you then?